Park City Fire District has added some new resources to its repertoire of services. Now, says Captain Ron Palmer Ledger, new protocol has been developed for rescuing and treating people on Park City's trails.
With all the trails, I mean, when I first moved here 20-some-odd years ago, we had maybe 10 miles of trails. Now, with the advent of mountain trails and Basin Rec, we have probably 400 miles of trails. So our user days are way, way up, and thus the injury and accident calls are also up as well.
The catalyst for this program was about 10 years ago when a snowshoer in Daly Canyon died after being buried in an avalanche. The Park City Fire District at that time was secondary to the first responder, the Summit County Search and Rescue. Now the fire district feels it can respond more quickly.
It's something that we've done since that incident. We're just taking it upon ourselves to be the first responder, to be able to get there. And we still utilize them as a resource if need be, if it's an extended type of emergency.
But now, with more trails taking recreationists further out, the fire district has stepped up its capability with new resources.
We have four-wheelers, we have mountain bikes, and the addition of two motorcycles that we have that we can do quicker response because our trails are getting us further and further out, and it takes a little bit longer for us to get there.
Locating patients, says Battalion Chief Eric Hales, is often a challenge, but technology is helping out.
People come from all over the world to visit and use our trail system, but they may not know exactly where they are on the trail. So we are using resources like through our Summit County Dispatch. They are able to locate the patient by using their cell phone. By pinging their cell phone, they can identify their GPS location.
He says they can even find someone with a flip phone. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. Hales says the emergency responders then find the injured party with a GPS and something called skid map.
Our backcountry rescue equipment, which includes everything from an ATV to a ranger, has a GPS. We have a program called Skid Map loaded on this GPS that allows us to actually put in the coordinate, and it also has a layer of the trail system, so it actually will kind of direct us where that person is on that trail.
It helps, Hales says, that many of the emergency responders have a thorough knowledge of the trail system.
Those are the things that company officer like Captain Palmer is able to kind of decide. Okay, the person is located here, and we can either maybe go up the resort access road, or maybe we can go up through the colony on their main road and access the Mid-Mountain Trail from there. It just depends on where that patient is located and what's the quickest means.
Palmer Ledger says how they respond depends on location, trail, and the injury.
I would say the majority of them, we put them on a stretcher, a one-wheeled stretcher, and we'll either walk them out with that stretcher, or we'll use our four-wheeler or our ranger. We respond with resources based on the type of trail that we're going to be responding on.
They say last summer season they had about 30 rescues on the trails, whereas in the previous year there were only 15. More trails and more people mean more injuries. The Park City Fire District rescues within a large area encompassing most of the trails over about 110 square miles. Palmer Ledger says trail users need to keep a few things in mind.
Have an idea where you're going. Familiarize yourselves with the trails, trail map. Make sure that somebody knows where you are. Have a cell phone because we can help locate you. It's kind of like the thing that we tell our kids. Where are you going to be, who are you going to be with, and when are you going to be back?
That's Park City Fire District Captain Ron Palmer Ledger, along with Battalion Chief Eric Hales. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.